Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, and we'll be getting back to Lisa Brown in just a moment. But first, let's talk with Beth McDonald of Beth McDonald Consulting on Facebook at Beth McDonald, as well as on LinkedIn now. And by the way, that website is a brand new look to it, and it's a pretty neat look. You need to take a look, check it out. And we encourage you to also check out Beth McDonald. Give her a call, 963-0842. Beth, we are almost halfway. I cannot believe the next time we talk, it's going to be the middle of March. But here we are on the 9th, still in the first half. And we also have some other things coming up. And you had mentioned last week about a number of things that had gone retrograde. Or are going retrograde in the month. You said this was a big month.
It's a big month. Last week, Mars went retrograde on Saturday the 1st, and Saturn went retrograde on Sunday the 2nd. So we've got some new retrograde action, which often sends little ripples out, and people are feeling that in different ways. It's a big change to have two of them happen so close together again, and Mercury had just gone direct and there was a new moon. It was a big weekend, and a lot of people are still feeling the repercussions.
All right, so speaking of which, we experienced at the end of February into March, and I've been looking at the radar and the Doppler and everything out in the Pacific. Another storm may be headed our way. How do you view, when you take a look at your charts, how do you view, let's say, weather and atmospheric occurrences in that light? How are they affected, if you will, by astrology and astronomy from your perspective as you search stuff?
I tend to look at it more not about what external things are happening so much as how people experience it and what it drives you to do or not do and how you perceive it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There is a school of thought that the biggest place I see weather impacted, weather and astrology interconnected, is a couple of years ago when the planet Neptune came home to its own sign of Pisces. A lot of international astrologers were talking about how this would bring an increase in water and weather-related traumas and problems. And I think some people started, the first I remember hearing about this was right around the time of Hurricane Katrina in 2005, I believe that was.
Mm-hmm.
And then shortly after that, there was the big tsunami, and, we've had a lot more snow and water issues, again, driven by, or ruled by Neptune and Pisces, but I don't know how that stacks up statistically against other weather-related issues. You know, we've also had record droughts and wildfires and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is an area that I haven't put as much stock in or energy in,
mm-hmm.
The way I have with money and business and finance and politics and that kind of stuff.
And of course, not wanting to, of course, put you on the spot on things that you're not familiar with, but it's always interesting to me, these kinds of things. And I'm always curious as to how they are going to say play out in our world and in our time and so forth. And I think that it's a wonderful thing for each one of us as we continue to experience, the various things that happen in our world, especially here on the Central Coast. I mean, you know, people, I can't walk down the street without hearing somebody talking about the drought. And I remember when I moved here in 2006, you guys were in the middle of a drought. And then in 2007, 2008, we got the rains.
Right.
And it's like, people just calm down. It's cyclical. I mean, that's just,
right. That's
the way of the universe. It's cyclical. Everything spins around and comes around the other way. And I think that's what helps me to just relax. I mean, we're off of water, a well up on the hill, and you're, I'm sure, tied into city water.
But, well, interestingly, not to digress
sure.
too much,
mm-hmm.
you know, there is another aspect to this that we haven't really talked about that is something that plays into a lot of the work that I do with individuals and businesses, mm-hmm. and that is the astrolocality of it.
Okay.
The chart of the city of Santa Barbara, the chart of the county of Santa Barbara. And the chart of both the city and the county have a lot of the sign of Pisces, which rules water, and Aries, which rules fire, in them. And so, you know, the two most dominant weather or climate sort of issues that we have to deal with here are truly water and fire, you know?
Yeah. Well, that's, I'll give you that one. That's absolutely. But at the same time, I think that you mentioned about perspective.
Right.
You talked about that earlier, and I had to change my perspective or I would have ended up moving out of Santa Barbara because I felt a little bit like I was, going to go have a nervous breakdown or something because all I could think about was, is there smoke in the sky? I mean, are there flames anyway? I mean, it was like, this was in 2008, 2009, even into 2010. And I finally got to the point where it's like, first of all, look where you live. And then if there's someplace else you want to move to, check out their natural disaster history. You're not going to live anywhere on the planet where you're not going to face some kind of Mother Nature's upheaval, if you will. So just calm down, relax, and know that as long as you and your family and your friends are safe and well and nobody's hurt, it doesn't matter what stuff was lost. Life will go on. And that's what really helped me.
Right. Well, and that's so much of what I advocate.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot control very much in your life. And the biggest thing you can control is your mind and your emotions.
Yeah.
And that's the priority. That's truly the priority.
And you can help people to do that through your readings, through just basic counsel that you provide folks.
And other healing methods, different kinds of energy work and past life regressions. That often brings a lot of peace.
And dial 9630842. Go to BethMcDonaldConsulting.com or on Facebook at Beth McDonald. Beth, we'll talk to you next week.